One of the major constraints with studying the effects of sleep deprivation on physiological or psychological well-being are ethical considerations. It's unethical to deprive someone of sleep just to see what happens. The no-harm principle and the beneficence principles come into play. Thus, much of what we know about the effects of sleep deprivation is based on a convenient sample of case studies who've experienced sleep deprivation, such as shift workers, or research on animals. And this makes it difficult to generalise our results to the wider population. In terms of types of sleep deprivation, we have partial sleep deprivation, which is getting reduced sleep, as opposed to total sleep deprivation, which we'll talk about later. So the symptoms of prolonged partial sleep deprivation, well, the physiological effects tend to be minor and temporary. Likewise, psychological effects such as irrational or illogical thinking, reduced cognitive ability, short-term memory impairment, such as processing complex incoming information, which is largely responsible for our conscious awareness. So consequently, when we're driving, we fail to notice a stop sign when approaching an intersection. On the other hand, there's minimal to no impact of partial sleep deprivation in accessing information from long-term memory, such as recalling semantic memories, such as the date of your birthday, who won the 2012 grand final, etc. Research on the effects of sleep deprivation have demonstrated inferior performance on simple and monotonous tasks. But on more complex and interesting tasks, research has shown minimal or no impairment, which is good news if you have a, if you suffer from partial sleep deprivation on the night before the psychology exam, you'll be okay, because that's an engaging and complex task. It won't interfere with your performance based on the information we've gained from previous studies. Note, once the sleep debt is repaid, that is, an adequate amount of REM and non-REM sleep is obtained, the person will rapidly recover, thus the symptoms are only temporary. Now, in terms of total sleep deprivation, no sleep, let's break it down to physiological and psychological symptoms or effects. Physiological symptoms, so we're talking biological here, sleepiness, microsleeps, a slower heart rate and respiratory rate, slurred speech, difficulty focusing the eyes, hand tremors, a desynchronisation of the body's biological rhythms, a slower reaction time on motor tasks, a decrease in body temperature, fatigue or a lack of energy, aches and pains in the body, increased sensitivity to pain, a lack of energy or strength, droopy eyelids, impaired or reduced immune system, or impaired production of hormones. Both relate to prolonged sleep deprivation, that is, we're talking 3 days plus of no sleep, as well as chronic headaches is another physiological symptom. In terms of psychological effects of prolonged sleep deprivation, lack of concentration, as we talked about before, irrational or illogical thinking, a lack of motivation, anxiety, irritability or moodiness, and changes in mood tend to be gradual, not sudden. We might experience shorter attention span, paranoia or delusions, a decline in the ability to perform cognitive tasks, depression, impaired memory processes, and difficulty completing simple, monotonous tasks, but not complex or interesting tasks like doing your psych exam. In terms of chronic sleep deprivation, that is, say, no sleep for 3 days plus, we might get hallucinatory, that is, we experience sensory distortions, and death in extreme cases. In terms of loss of REM sleep, and this links in with the restorative theory of sleep, REM-deprived subjects become more tense and irritable and anxious than patients who slept the same amount of time but weren't REM-deprived, and memory consolidation is impaired, and they may experience feelings of insecurity, inability to regulate their body temperature, etc. A loss of non-REM sleep, well, the restoration of the body is hindered, as well as the replenishment of energy stores is also reduced.